He rocks, we all rock.
Sponsored by Narrative Arts.
Something special is what you are. Use your talents to take you far. So every day keep learning and pushing and growing. Don't take any negative conversations saying you can't do that. Go on.
Welcome back to She Rocks C Radio. I'm Braylon, and today I'm here with
Janiyah.
Ty.
Kira.
And today we'll be starting off with our new segment with Ty. So Ty, what do you have for us?
All right. Well, everything in the world right now is so depressing. So I thought I'd share some happy news. Just yesterday, two fishermen helped rescue a young dolphin from an anchor line. The two men were found the dolphin in trouble with the moms trying to keep it like above the water so it could breathe. The baby's tail was stuck in the anchor line, which was pulling it down. And so the men pulled the anchor up and let the dolphin free. And so everything was okay and cute in the end.
I love hearing a good, like, animal rescue story, because to me, I love all animals. Like, not the scary ones, but I feel like all animals are just the nicest things ever, especially dolphins, because they're supposed to be the sweetest something other, but they're so cute.
I feel the same way. I love me a good animal rescue. If I see a freaking dog trapped up in something, I'm going to cry. Like, honestly, I'm going to cry baby like that for animals, especially the baby ones. But, yeah, cute little dolphins. They're so cute. I'm so glad that they rescued them.
Yes, like, I don't know. Just, I love animals in general. I just can't. Like, anything sad with animals, I can't handle it. I cry.
So now we'll be moving on to our fashion segment with me. And so today I have the shoe trends. Since I always talk about clothing trends, I thought we should move on to the shoe trends of fall 2023. So the first one's coming up that I'm seeing a lot of, obviously because it's fall, is like the Uggs, like the Tasman Uggs, the shortcut boot Uggs, and like the ones with the bows on them. Oh, and then we have the New Balances, the 550s, or you have the classic ones. Then we also had the Adidas Gazelles, and then we had the Blazers also. That's been in style really for a couple years now, but I'm seeing more and more people with it for some reason. So what are y'all everyday shoes?
Honestly, I'm always just 100% a freaking Jordan. I'm all Jordans. Like, I just love me some Jordans. My uncle, shout out to my uncle. He just bought me like some white and red ones. And oh my God, I have not worn them yet because I'm waiting for the right time. Because the freaking weather has been bipolar on me. It be raining and then it be sunny outside. Like, what's going on? It's hot and it's cold. I don't know, y'all. But yeah. And also for the Uggs, I would try them, but I don't know if they like, 'cause my feet are big, y'all. Like, I don't know. But I don't know. I'll give Uggs a try, I guess. What about you, Akira?
My typical shoe wear would be Nikes. Like, I'm a Nike girl. But, you know, as it gets colder, I'm hoping to get some boots, fluffy boots.
For me, I've been sticking with my Airs the whole time. I choose what shoes I wear by what outfit I'm wearing. So, but right now, all my outfits have been fitting my Airs, so I've been wearing those. And then I have my Converses that are to die for. But, like, right now, I want more boots. I want, like, some, like Akira said, I want more little high heel boots and stuff like that, or like small little chunky heels. I want those. I love fashion. I love shoes.
Me too. What are you gonna say?
I would also say like the, oh my God, I don't know what they're originally called, but I'm gonna describe them. They're like the Champion flip-flops, and they are what my pair is the white with like, they're white with yellow smiley faces on them. They're so cute and comfortable. Go buy them. I don't know what they're called, but I know that they're just Champions. But yeah, those are real cute.
And for me, I'll say my everyday shoe, depending. Well, I don't really have like an everyday shoe. Well, I lied. Yes, I did. I have like these they're not Birkenstocks. They're Shein socks. Yeah, they're Shein socks. I got them from Shein. And they look like the Birkenstock little, I forgot what the names was, but whatever they're called. They're super cute. They look exactly like the pair because I wasn't spending $150 on those slides. So I got them from Shein and I probably wear those about 3 times out the week. Yeah, better go copy some. Okie dokie. So now we'll be moving on to our entertainment with Janiyah. Janiyah, what do you have for us?
All right, guys. So for entertainment, not too much. Just a recap of 2019. What was y'all biggest fun memory about 2019?
Oh my gosh, 2019 felt like a fever dream to me. I'm not going to lie. So I feel like maybe it had to be quarantine, but specifically when we were out of school, because me and my friend would stay up all night on the phone watching movies and shows and playing games. So that's probably had to be one of my highlights.
I agree. My 2019, it was a little, you know, rough because, you know, starting the little quarantine and stuff. So, yeah. But before all that happened, like, maybe like the beginning of it, it was pretty cool, you know, stayed on TikTok, you know, just a little kid vibing in 2019. Y'all guys remember Musical.ly? When did that come out?
Yes, I want to find my old account, but I think they banned me.
I think me too. I was trying to find my old account too, and I knew the username because I've been looking at it for the past years, and I can't find it anymore. I think they banned me.
I think they banned my account too. Is it I got banned or I deleted my account on accident? But when I first started Musical.ly, guys, I did not know exactly what to do with my hands. I was doing different type of hand motions. My freaking arm was all the way up in the air. Like, I was just, I don't know. But it was just, so I didn't even know how to do a slow-mo, y'all. I was in the freaking, the speed time things. I literally was on the normal speed trying to do the little shake 'em ups. I'm like, wait, hold on. I need somebody to teach me how to do the little slow-mo shake. But yeah, I miss Musical.ly, guys. It's not the same.
Oh my gosh. I was just a dancer on Musical.ly. Like, it was dancing or quote-unquote comedy. And sometimes I would try to go big and do like singing videos. One time, I remember I had this whole thing in mind where I want to act crazy and stuff. But since I was young, I didn't have any makeup. So I put black paint on my lips to mimic black lipstick.
Did you ever get it off? Like, how long did it take for you to get it off? That's real question.
I think I just scrubbed it off and it came off easily. Because I think it was washable.
Oh, okay. Don't try that at home, kids.
Do not.
I was finna say, what was I finna say? Oh, the only thing I can remember, I think, is I got my first, was it? No, I don't think it was 2019. I think it was 2020. But that's kind of in the same school year, but I got my first iPhone then. I was so excited. And then what I can remember is I started sixth grade. That was really, I regret it. I was so embarrassing in sixth grade. Like, I don't know what I was doing with my hair. I just learned how to do a ponytail. Oh, it was bad.
Y'all, let me tell you something. I had the same experience, Braylon. My first time doing a little ponytail, baby, that thing was mixing some BB gel. I don't know what it was called, BBB gel. I spread all that on my hair, slicked it back, caught it a day, was out there looking a hot mess. I mean, it was horrible. Never in my life. I don't even know. My third grade just was not it. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I was just everywhere. Thank God I cleaned myself up because, yeah, just negative ghostwriter. What about you,
Alicia? I was gonna say, probably for me, my 2019, it wasn't like, I mean, it was kind of rough because like my hair in 2019 was bad. I had a relaxer and it was damaged. So my hair was just ridiculous when I was in eighth grade. And then I would say one of my favorite things would be when the dance Renegade came out. Oh my gosh, that was my favorite TikTok dance ever.
Yeah, I just wish, I always like wonder why they took it off. Like, what is the difference between Musical.ly and TikTok? There's a lot. So don't just try to sit there and change the name, because no, it's different, okay? Musical.ly still has my heart to this day with Mahulahu, Malu, you know, all the rest of them. You know, I miss my little belly dancers and Jacob, all of them. Like, I would look like, literally, I would look at everybody just with their cringy, sped up TikToks 24/7. I mean, so I can do this.
Literally, I used to teach my aunt how to make like TikToks. Like, we would be in the living room and I'll teach her how to make them. And the Renegade dance, I still do it to this day. Like, I remember every single, I think because I did it so many times throughout the day and for so long, I won't never forget the dance. Wait, Renegade. Like, it's so, I don't know. It's actually crazy that I remember that.
Same. I remember it too. I loved it.
You remember Hey Julie?
Hey, yeah. Have you got that drip, bloop? Down there on my wrist. Papa Rossi said it, click.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh. That's funny.
Oh my gosh, guys. That was good times.
Yeah. Old. Okay. We not that old yet.
Well, a little bit. I think I saw me at gray hair this morning. No, I'm just joking.
Well, I thought I was the only one. I said, oh my gosh, is that a gray hair?
Right.
No.
Like, sometimes you just be thinking, I'd be like, oh no, that's just lint.
No, but go ahead.
Go ahead, you good.
No, go.
Okay. God, I forgot what I was about to say. Go ahead.
I wasn't finna say nothing, actually. I was gonna ask if anybody else have anything to share.
Nah, that's all for my entertainment.
Okay, Piri. Alrighty. So now that we got our entertainment out the way, now we're gonna be moving on to our hot. Wait, let me make sure that's right. Yeah, we'll be moving on to our hot topic, and our hot topic today is social media influence. How does it affect our the teenagers' everyday life, and how does it affect maybe adults' life differently than ours? So, who wants to start?
Sorry. I like this kind of stuff. If we're talking about children, so since children are younger, and teenagers too, they're more in the stages of changing and learning and figuring out themselves and wanting to establish a way they think. They're also more vulnerable and naive. So social media, I feel like, has a bigger influence on them. And it can really change how, not change. Okay, I don't think social media really changes you. That's my thought wrong. But I don't think it really changes you or more who you become. I feel like it more of brings out something in you that shapes who you are. I know that sounds weird, or might sound like I'm saying the same thing, but I think it's more kind of that thing for when it comes to children and stuff like that, because it's how they interpret it and how they perceive it. And so I feel like it's more coming from them than coming from social media itself. And then for adults, I don't know. I feel like social media for adults, I think, well, it depends on the age group, because the more older you get, the more, if you're an elder on social media, I feel like you're also easily influenced. But middle ages, I don't think, I feel like for them, it's more just kind of entertainment. I don't think everybody on there believes what they see. I think it's more of a thing that that they're able to find entertainment from it or argue on it. So, yeah, that's what I think about social media.
I think the same, honestly. I feel like parents, I'm speaking about parents. I feel like parents just like the stereotype us kids within social media. Because, like, everybody, they always be talking about some, oh, y'all be on their phone too much. That's why y'all grades dropping now. And all of young, you know, they kind of use it as a weakness for us. And, like, I don't know about y'all, but for me, that just don't work with me. Like, I'm the type of person that can actually set my phone, like, down for, like, a good month or so. Like, my phone doesn't distract me as much, but I feel like with, like, parents, they act like that is our life, like, phones are our life, and they're not. Like, they act like they don't never be working, and then out of nowhere, they stop for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes on the phone, on Facebook, gossiping. Like, it's just crazy how they talk. But for kids, I feel like I've witnessed how it affects us. Like, I wouldn't say that it's like mind controlling, but like, it's just odd how bad technology can affect us and like just kill everything. Like, my god sister, we had went out for one of my family members' birthdays, and she was constantly on the phone with her best friend. And she would not even pay attention to what nobody was saying to her. She was just walking around. And her mom kept telling her, like, put that phone down. And then I'd be like, dang. Should have never gave her that phone. Like, we already told y'all. Like, y'all just don't understand. I don't know. It's very weird how technology can, like, just affect. It's very effective. Like, technology is everywhere, guys. Be careful. Because, you know, it's people out there, like, they're watching you and your every move. Like, I just talked about this at Delta Gyms on Sunday. Like, social media isn't just a login and then, you know, go check something and check how this or that update or whatever. Like, no, people are watching you. Everything you post, everything you delete is still there on whoever's device. Like, it's somebody out here that's keeping everything. And I look at that, I'd be like, dang, I should have never did whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just very odd. I always question technology and, like, social media and stuff. What about you, Braylon and Kira?
Well, I'm going to say, for me, like, I'm going to start off with adults. I feel like adults, you know, they spend time on Facebook, Instagram, but I also feel like, you know, sometimes parents or, like, sometimes I would watch what's called Murray or something like that, and you would see, you know, that the parents would be posting their child's business on social media or on TikTok. They'll be like, I don't know if y'all seen that viral TikTok of the mom, you know, spreading her child's business of saying how she's pregnant at a young age and just embarrassing her. So I feel like sometimes parents take advantage of it, even though they want us to be off of it, but, you know, they decide that they want to embarrass us. And then for kids, I could say probably kids are brainwashed. And, you know, when you watch like a celebrity crush or, you know, like a TikTok or a YouTuber, they idol it and then they watch them constantly. They they do a whole bunch with their, you know, screens to just try to see their every move. So it's like, even as kids are also stalkers, and then like everything that goes viral, kids literally will automatically, like, it just is so fast. Like, kids are like, I don't know, I'm trying to give an example. Say, like, you know, the new quote nowadays, it's like standing on business. Literally, standing on business came out probably last week. And I heard about it. I heard it 5 times. And then when I went to school on Monday, everybody was saying it. And I was like, Are you kidding me? I don't even know where it came from. Everybody just starts saying, I'm standing on business. I'm standing on business. So it's just, you can see how viral stuff goes and how quick it just comes, becomes attached to people, how people say words that they don't even know what mean. Like, you don't know if, I mean, I know what standing on business means, but you know, it could mean different things to people. It can mean something bad and you won't know.
Yeah. I'll be standing on business though.
Right, right. When you're standing on business, you're standing on business. That's period.
Period.
No, but to me, for social media, I don't think it's like a bad thing. Because to me, you learn a lot of stuff from social media. Like, maybe you learn it too early, because I learned a lot of stuff that I probably shouldn't have before. Because I got my first phone in like first or second grade. So I learned a lot from social media that I probably shouldn't have. But it's good that I know now, because I probably wouldn't have learned it, because you don't learn that in like school. They don't teach you certain stuff in school. So I feel like social media has their pros and cons, and how it affects children more is, I'll say it's more negative for affecting children, because there's so much stuff that can happen, like bullying and like fights and stuff. Like, oh Lord, there's a lot of fights and taunting people. It's just a lot of stuff like that. But positive ways, they obviously can teach you. You could like meet more friends, not the like the creepy ones, but you can meet new friends that may live in the like same county as you, or maybe even go to the same school or different schools, and y'all end up being like lifetime buddies. But then for adults, I think it doesn't, I wouldn't say it doesn't affect them, because it some it affects some adults, because like there's some social media influencers that like have backlash of stuff they do, people pick on them and stuff like that. But I don't think it's as bad, because they didn't, unless they're like younger, they didn't grow up with like technology. So it's not as bad. But yeah, about the like standing on business one, it's kind of crazy how like influential stuff is, because that came from Juicy. I think it came from him, because he made a song like a month or two ago called Standing on Business. And it's just kind of weird that it's that influential. But yeah, that's my whole spiel.
I'm standing on business. We standing on business. I'm sorry.
Hey, he's standing on business. Hey.
All right. I love that song. I'm sorry. But I feel like social media, and mostly like Instagram, because I know people like, well, Instagram and Facebook mostly, but I feel like people just are so backwards with social media. Like, how can you, with some people, like, how can you communicate with, I don't know, people on these websites, but you can't even, you talk about, oh, how you're so scared to talk to, you know, people that's literally around you. Like, you could talk to a whole stranger that's like 48 miles away, or in a whole different country, whole another different country, but you can't talk to your parents, like a guardian or something. You like, I don't understand. Like, maybe, and I back it up, because like, I feel it has to be something about your parent or that guardian that you don't trust enough to, you know, talk to them about. But a stranger, somebody on social media, do you even know their name? Do you know their favorite color? Like, what? At this point, just don't talk at all. And like, when people be like you said, Braylon, people be beefing on social media, I just look at it and be like, what?
Right.
Like, why would you even? And then shout out to Midday Miss. She's talking about some, they always be talking about how people be all up in their business. Well, duh, you sharing it. Like, you out there. Like, you're just spreading it everywhere. Like, you're spreading your business on social media. It's not just to the people that you follow. It's to everybody. Like, literally. I don't get it. But yeah, y'all, that's our generation nowadays.
Yeah. I would say, for like advice for people that like not suffer, but have like problems with like not bullying, but like problems just on social media, and like try to separate it from real life, just remember that half of the stuff you see on Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, half of it is fake. How these people say they be living, or how they say they are, it's not really true. Because it's an app. It's literally on the phone across a screen. So nobody is I wouldn't say nobody's exactly how they are, but most people put on an act when they're like behind the screen. So just remember, it's not real life.
Right. Like everybody not gonna have that happy day. Like you only get these pictures and these videos that they share to you. They don't, but when they're behind closed doors by themselves or just having their own personal life with them, like they are themselves. Like they're not even worried about you. They just give you some entertainment for a good hour or two and then they go back to reality. Like, and you think that everything is real. Like, no. It's so much Photoshop these people be doing nowadays. Like, come on now. And then it was like, people are so happy on social media and then they just look so excited. Next thing you, like, it's like a relationship. You can't tell me how you so happy on this social media. Y'all was just partying, da 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 da. Then next, freaking, I don't know, 2 days later, y'all broke up. Y'all broke up. It had to be something that's affecting them. Even that day they were together, like, y'all just didn't know, because that's what happened when they was like behind closed doors. You only know what they're telling you.
Yeah, I feel like if I had the choice right now to just ban all forms of social media, never have anybody to like, never have it again, I think I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't do it, because like I think, yeah, social media can be used negatively. Social media can be used negatively and positively. And I don't think it's social media itself causing that. I think it's the people using it. And so I feel like social media in general just needs more rules, regulations, and safety. And like, there are people, the people in charge of these apps need to like start doing their job and start putting like people on it, because that like part. Cause like there's times like those moms, those parents go on Facebook, Instagram live embarrassing their child and stuff like that, and that's when it needs to be cut off. That's when you need to like do something about it. I feel like that's not like an accurate form of punishment. You don't need to be doing all that. You don't have to go and embarrass your children in front of millions of people. Not millions of people, like at least like even like 24 people, 15 people, because that's still going to get them enough. That's still going to go viral if somebody records and posts online. And that's going to be on that child's, what's it called?
Blueprint?
Yeah, blueprint, social blueprint. Like,
forever. I think that's the actual name.
I think so. Whenever they go to jobs, or people from their school is going to see it, and they could get bullied, which is going to ruin their mental health. Obviously, so I feel like when it comes to that, that needs to be cut off. Something about that needs to be done. And like, there's also times like it's used to do like crimes and stuff, and like scamming, grooming, stuff like that. That's why I feel like it's like, yeah, you need to put in places for safety. And like, but with that, especially with grooming and stuff, but that is also not just like the people in charge of the apps. Well, it's also the parents. I feel like, parents shouldn't give their kids access to social media at an age that they know they're at an age they know they're vulnerable and naive, or when like they're all like even at like 16, but they know they're going through, they're in a mental state where they're vulnerable. I feel like parents should know not to give their child social media, because that's in a state where they could be like taken advantage of easily. But like also from besides that, it could also be used positively. It could be used to like promote something good, make awareness of something, just be like little cute things, like sharing things with your friends, having little cute little moments and sharing memories and cute memories and stuff. So I feel like I wouldn't get rid of social media, honestly. I would just try to enforce people to like know how to stay safe, because there's already people out there be like, oh, you need to do 1, 2, 3 to stay safe, but like stay safe, but like they're not really doing anything. They're just telling them what they can do, but nothing's actually really happening because people won't do it.
Yeah. Social media isn't really a bad place, because social media itself can't be bad. It's the people that on the social media that make it bad. And what she said about like the parents and stuff, I feel like I've seen so many videos and like lives with parents like disciplining their children on live, talking about how maybe they might have didn't clean their room and how dirty they are and all this. I just feel like I don't get how that's any type of discipline. Because then if you say that they're in your house, you taught them certain things. So if you're calling them dirty, what you think they're going to think about you? They're going to call you dirty because you're the one that taught them like stuff. Like, you're the parent. So I don't know. I just feel like there's pros and cons to social media. Yeah, I feel like there's pros and cons of social media. I wouldn't say like not give children's phones because there's like reasons kids need phones, but I feel like when you give them a phone that like kind of wants them to have social media because their friends are like, hey, you should download Snapchat because the only reason I downloaded Instagram is because it seemed like everybody and their mama was on it. And I was like, I wouldn't say easily influenced. I just saw it and I was like, oh, that seems fun. And now I kind of wish I could get away from it, but I've been on it for too long and I got too many followers, so I can't do it.
Girl, I like how you just out yourself for being like captured by social media.
Because I literally can't lie about it because I'm on TikTok like every day. There's not a day I'm not on TikTok.
Well, that's an example of what it could do to you, but but when you're talking about like the parents and stuff, like how they could just right, they'd be like, "Oh, you're so dirty! Look at you going out and be on these streets." Where do you think they learned that from, or where do you think they got that from?
Literally,
like you just adding yourself out for not being a good parent. Like, where do you think they're doing this from? Why do you think they're doing it in the first place? And like,
right?
Yeah, I don't think they should like take away phones from children because an appropriate age of children, because I feel like phones can like generally help you. I know a lot of kids, a lot of people find happiness in their phone and find use it as a way to escape from the world. And so I think phones can help you, but like social media, that's a whole separate thing from just like mobile technology and stuff like that. Cause like social media can break and make you and like damage you, I guess. I just said it really doesn't make who you are, you make it who you are from it, but like but yeah, social media, I feel like it's a whole different thing, and I think like you could use it as an appropriate age. There's definitely ways parents can monitor their children's use of social media without like having to take their phone every second of the day. Like with Instagram especially, the parent can just share an account with the child, be able to go on their account, like if the child knows, they can follow the child, they can have their child private their account for anybody else just in monitor who like is asking to be followed and who gets accepted to follow them. So I feel like there's definitely ways to put that in force, but definitely you have to watch how much you use social media, because like Verlin said, it can really capture you. You can get addicted to it because social media is an addiction. So like you could really get addicted to it if you don't watch how much you use it.
Yeah. Does anybody else have anything they want to add or maybe give advice to somebody that might have trouble on social media?
Use technology less often, guys. Yeah.
Or like Sky Jackson said, don't be afraid to hit that block button.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the block button. If you see something that is like, there's always these people posting negative stuff, just block them. Because there's no need to see negative stuff all the time. Because the more you see negative stuff, the more negative you're going to get. Period. But that's all I have for you. Now we'll be moving on to our fun topic with Kira. Kira, what do you have for us?
Well, as you guys know, Thanksgiving is coming up and it's time to feast and give thanks. So my fun topic of the day is what are you most excited for?
Food. Food. That's it. Food. That's all. I'm talking about mashed potatoes, the chicken, the mac and cheese,
I would say the most exciting part, besides the food, because I'm always excited for some food, is the break. Tomorrow is the last day of school until my three, well, technically five, but I don't count the weekend, my 3-week break. And I am going to enjoy it so much. I can sleep in on Wednesday. It's just great.
This school, this place is so ghetto for having us go to school for 2 days. Like, why don't just give us the whole week out off?
Literally, because even my teachers, they're making us, not making us, because they can make me do anything, but they're teaching us, like, new subjects. I don't know why they're doing that. It's not like I'm going to remember. I mean, I will, maybe, because they're kind of easy, but, like, let's be for real.
Oh, my gosh. My teacher gave me a 2,000-word essay to do. And it's due next Tuesday, so we don't have, if we don't work on it over the break, we have 2 days to work on it. So,
she knows that's actually horrible. She knows they need to be sued.
Right.
Oh, I meant 3 weeks. I meant 3 days. I wish it was 3 weeks.
I'm ready for food. Mainly some yams. Okay.
What's your plate gonna look like?
Big.
Very organized. Okay.
See, I have a vision. I think I would have, like, maybe for starters, just, like, one bread roll, like, one little roll, a scoop or two or three or four, a macaroni and cheese, have some collard greens there, a little turkey there. Me, personally, I like cranberry sauce and stuffing, so I would have that there. I would eat that up first, probably get me a little bit more stuffing and macaroni and cheese and another bread roll, because I love them bread rolls. And then I would make my way to some sweet potato pie.
Exactly. Y'all, let me tell you that I had 2 days ago that was amazing, right? So my mom had went to this fancy little restaurant and she bought back 2 things, a cheesecake, right? So I believe one of them was like caramel, and then the other one was like sweet potato pie cheesecake. Oh my God. When I tell y'all, I thought God was just blessing me on my taste buds. I feel like he was just kissing me on my taste buds. That sounds a little nasty, but hey, that's how I felt. Like, it was like my soul was just jumping, y'all. That sweet potato cheesecake was delicious. I really recommend it. If I can find a place, I'll let y'all know.
It sound good. I know how my plate's gonna look on Thanksgiving, because my mama, for the first time in forever, she's cooking for Thanksgiving. We usually go to my godmom's house, but this time we cooking here. And so she cooking, her and my grandma, she's cooking collards, mac and cheese. I think she got ham. She got a lot more stuff, and I kind of want her to do some crackling cornbread, but I doubt she's going to do that because she don't like cornbread. So, my plate finna be full of collards, mac and cheese, some ham. I don't know what else, but I'm probably going to get everything, but I'm excited.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something right now. Let's go for my family, too. Okay? If y'all let them children get up there before me, everybody evacuate, because I'm going to throw me a fit. But ain't no way. First of all, do you see my stomach? Do you know I've been preparing for this day? Every Thanksgiving day. And you mean to tell me these little kids got to eat before me? Oh, no. Oh, no.
I hate that little rule.
Right. I was here first, so therefore I'm going to get in line first. That's how I see it. Right? Right? Okay, great. So therefore, these little children get the leftovers while we go ahead and get what we need. Okay? I'm sick of these babies on Thanksgiving. Sick of them.
I never really had, like, the issue with the rule, because my mom would be, I used to be at my godmom's house, she used to give me she already know what I want, so she just be putting the food on the plate at, like, she doing it for the little kids, and then give me the plate, because she know I don't play about my food. I do not play about my food, so, yeah.
But one thing I hate about Thanksgiving if you even think for a second you about to come up to me and talk about some where your vegetables. Girl, they're not on my plate. That's the problem. Because it's Thanksgiving, Bookie. It's about to be a buffet in here. No vegetables at all. So don't ask me where my vegetables, because they're not on this plate.
I actually think I'm getting a little bit older because I'm liking vegetables now. Like, I actually don't mind getting me a little green beans and stuff and Brussels sprouts. I don't mind having that right now. So I think I'm growing up. I'm getting old.
I grew up, like, vegetarian for, like, the longest. So, like, I don't mind vegetables at all. I love vegetables. I love broccoli. My Brussels sprouts. I feel like Brussels sprouts gets too much hate. And broccoli, it does not stink. People just be saying anything. But broccoli and Brussels sprouts do not stink.
Broccoli do not stink. They're tripping. That actually makes me mad.
Funkiest vegetable I've ever smelled in my life. You take 3 seconds of putting it in your car, it smells like somebody done tooted it in the car. It is so disgusting. And no, broccoli is so stank. But the only reason why I don't like vegetables is because every time I put it on my plate, the water get all over my good stuff. And then it make everything soggy and taste like broccoli juice, collard green juice. I just can't take it. So I, no. And I know what you're thinking. Now you just put it on a separate plate. No.
I'm getting older with that too. I like all my stuff mixing together. I used to hate it, but now I don't mind mixing a little collard juice with some mac and cheese. I mix it all. Ooh, I mix it all together. God. It's so good.
Collard green juice be good. I'm not gonna lie. Like collard green juice be good. I'm not gonna lie. Like I'll drink it.
You the type that'll just drink collard green juice in an actual cup? Like
I would that and pickle juice.
Oh, I love some pickle juice.
I love me some sweet pickle juice. I don't know about that sour pickle juice.
I like sour pickle juice. It's so good.
I love sweet pickle juice.
Yes, but does anybody else have anything to add? Do you have any more questions for us, Kira?
Y'all answered all of them. Thank you.
Woohoo! Alrighty. Well, that's all for me. Does anybody else have anything? Well, I just asked that. What was I finna say? Brain fart. Hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving. I hope y'all stuff y'all faces and have a good rest of y'all night. This is Braylon signing out.
I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving as well. This is Janaya signing off.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is Ty signing off.
Happy Turkey Day. This is Kira signing off.
Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.